Today's show is sponsored by BlackWomenInLasVegas.com. And no, it's not a dating app. BlackWomenInLasVegas.com
Or an escorting service.
It's actually an online directory of everything a Black woman in Las Vegas needs. Visiting Vegas for the Mayweather and McGregor fight and need somewhere to get your face beat? Want to know which club or pool will be the hot spot? Or do you want to support the large number of Black female entrepreneurs, talent, and professionals in Sin City? Visit BlackWomenInLasVegas.com and follow them on Instagram and Facebook at Black Women in Las Vegas. Because Black women in Las Vegas matter. I love it. I love my friend just as much as I love this song.
You are so good. Yo, this is my jam, bitch.
No, this is the anthem.
This song really makes me wish, like,
summer.
You know what? I don't want a corporate job. I just want to sell drugs.
And I don't know what the chorus is, because I know you get on me for playing it from the beginning. But
say, little bitch,
you can't fuck with me if you wanted to.
These are expensive. That's how she
said.
Red
bottoms. These is bloody shoes. That I don't really like how that part sounds.
I love how you can hear Cardi B's lisp. These expensive.
The whole, she sounds just like her videos.
That's why I fuck with her.
She sounds just like her videos in her rap.
I watched this thing of Drake saying how proud he was of her, and I was like, why do I feel the same way?
Bitch, all of us. Because we was like, ooh, this bitch is a hoe. She was talking about sucking dick, sucking your dick.
But you know what?
Charlamagne
said on Brilliant Idiots the other day, if you tell your own truth, nobody else can hold it against you. And Cardi is that.
They haven't been able to tell her as nothing since she done came
out. I got
out.
A bag and fit my teeth.
Let you know that hoes ain't cheap. We know them hoes ain't cheap.
Listen, I got my tits and my teeth are on the way. I got Invisalign, nigga. 6 more months. What you
bitch
gonna say?
I ain't even gonna hold you, bitch. I'm looking at this motherfucking stomach sleeve.
Okay.
Some shit to
here
bitch,
we go.
Listen, for real, I'm finna get these curves in check and drop about a solid 40, 50 pounds on their ass.
Because
I got insurance. It's covered. Hey, cheaper than fucking spending $5,000 out my pocket for DR.
Ooh, I'll do it with you for fun.
I fucking hate
Welcome
you.
Welcome to Horrible Decisions, guys.
This is episode 22. Is it 22?
Okay, Cardi B.
I'm trying my Espanol. This is your girl. Mandy B, aka Full Court Pumps, aka apparently the bitch that talks over everyone. So there's my spiel.
And this is the quiet one, the reformed slut. Wheezy, hi.
So today, guys, it's just us. I don't know if you miss it being just us.
Please let us know that. Do you love our guests? Do you not like our guests? Do you want us more? Do you like it when we have a threesome? Do you like it when we're a twosome? Tell us.
Do you want us to have a foursome? Like, let us know. I guess how we wanted to start the show this week, because we have had so many guests. We've actually acquired such a lot of new listeners.
Yeah.
Shout out Sam Whiteout, our last guest.
Everybody fucking loves
y'all,
him.
Y'all fuck with him.
Some girl wrote me. Bitch, I didn't even tell you this. No. I was like, you always thirsting for white niggas. Why you ain't talking to him? Because he half black? First of all, bitch.
Wait, no. Yeah, she didn't think he was half black. Because he was a Kappa, I'm telling you.
I'm telling you. He's like, he gotta be. Did you hear how he was riding for us?
No, he was. He definitely was.
Yeah, we wanted to come in the studio today and kind of just introduce ourselves. And we're going to try to do it every few episodes again so that you guys know what we're about, who we are, what we stand for, things like that. I think the missing condom episode detailed it well enough, but here we go.
Yeah.
You want to start?
Yeah, I guess we can start. I guess what I want to start off is kind of the mission of our show, because that's kind of something we didn't quite say clear enough in our first episode.
I think also we didn't really know what we wanted out of
this. What we wanted at all. And so
we just know we suck dick. And I was like, you know what? I suck dick. You suck dick. We both have condoms in us. Let's just do this first episode and talk about how
it
we got them out.
Come at a more perfect time with the missing condom. But basically, the reason we started this show, essentially, of course, Wheezy brought the idea to me. And I was just like, oh, my God, this is exactly what I would have in mind, because of everything that we talk about being so taboo. It's a platform that I wanted to express all of these sexual things, dating, sex, relationships, from two corporate women. We're not in the sex industry. And I feel like a lot of people assume that a freak hoe gotta be a porn star.
I'm just a freak. You're the hoe.
Bitch, you.
As if you listen to all 22 episodes, you would know. She is low.
And so, yeah, that's why we brought on, you know, guests with herpes. We brought on a bi couple. I'm just saying we're
okay,
trying.
Let me rephrase that.
Because you're laughing now.
You said free coast. That's why we brought a girl with herpes. Like, no, we want to educate. We want to entertain. We want you guys to know the shitty things about sex, the fun parts of sex, teach you about things you don't know, learn things that we don't know, which is why we love to have guests on all the time. Shit, before we started the podcast, I would have never peed on someone.
Yeah, and now, what have you since then?
Oh, we talking about a bitch.
Oh, okay.
Because I can't squirt. So it's just like, fuck it, piss, bitch.
And then another thing that's been coming up, which I guess we should clear the air now. For the record, once again, me and Weezy have never had sex, nor are we sisters.
Do people really ask that?
Yes. Oh, my God. There
it's
was a guy.
They're mixed.
They're in my DMs. And no, they're asking.
I'm looking at our picture right now.
We kind of look alike. I mean, even though I'm not
we
even
light skin.
You know.
You got better hair.
Yeah, I did get my white
bitch,
mama
my
hair.
Shit is coarse. You guys, wait, I gotta interrupt. I'm walking in my neighborhood, LES. I live on Orchard and Remington. So at like 4 a.m., everybody's fucked up. This dude is walking, standing on the, like against the wall. I'm walking by. He takes his hand, puts his fingers through my hair and goes, yup, she mixed.
Yeah, God, does his hands get stuck?
That first, a little bit. And then I made an Insta story about it and some nigga wrote and said, that shit do look kind of coarse.
Oh my God.
But let me just tell you guys a little bit about me and let's talk about each other separately. I feel like you guys know that we're just skanky, but.
Yeah, look, we're gonna talk about maybe our differences just a little bit to kind of get you guys a little bit caught up on maybe who we are personally and where we come from and where we wanna go.
Right.
So
I am mid-20s. I work in a tech industry with data. pretty fucking geeky. I think I'm the only girl in the office with like their tits out every day. But, you know, they enjoy it. And it's how I make my money. Yeah, my dating status is kind of single, kind of not. I think that something to describe me, I'm a passionate person. I'm a giving person. I try to make sure that every day I either spread a compliment or love somewhere, whether it's a homeless dude or someone random that needs it. I try to put really good energy in the world so I get it back. And so with this podcast, I've always hoped to even take my moments in life that are shitty and put it out there so to make someone feel good. I hope that every episode you guys hear, you laugh, you smile, you take a break from things. Shout out, by the way, we have a listener. I don't want to say her name.
Okay.
But that is really going through a tough time with her health. Remember, she wrote me when I was in Europe.
That's right.
And actually, let me read her text. She's been struggling with like seizures and having strokes early. And it's been really hard on her. And she sent this email. She said, I woke up this morning super early, just downloaded your podcast to see. And I listened to it and it's amazing. I laughed so hard, learned a few things, ignored my kids for an hour, and I had the best morning. You and your homegirl are bomb. Thank you so much. And that shit made me feel so fucking good. Yeah. Because just to think that us sucking dick
could lead to,
you know, a girl farting on Mandy's face. That was episode 6. Me pissing in a treehouse. Episode 4 would fucking make you guys feel this way. And I love that that's happening. And thank you guys for listening every fucking week. Yeah, Mandy.
And I guess a little bit about me, because as much as I assume everyone who listens knows me, I am seeing that I'm getting new followers and there's new people and there's people that don't know me and there's people that, you know, have been followers of Weezy who are now being introduced to me. So I guess I want to explain kind of what I do. I am also a mid-20s.
we're like,
well, okay, I'm 26 years old, no kids. I don't know why I said that. I guess that's kind of what I'm used to saying with dating.
ASL, age,
right,
sex location.
Age, sex, location, P. You gotta put a pic. Gotta send a pic. But I currently am entering my last semester of school. I am obtaining my BS in accounting with a minor in business. And I currently work part-time at one of the largest private investment banks. And so I am there until I complete my degree, in which I will be pursuing my CPA. And on the weekends, I like to get flown out and get fucked. I mean, that's kind of, I'm currently leaving a life that I once lived. So prior to me getting back into school and now being in finance, I modeled,
I like to get thrown, flown
out,
and get fucked.
I do like all of that.
Okay,
you know, but I was a model, and then for most people know, I ran a sports blog for about 5 years, wrote a book, did another podcast with Lamar Woodley, who used to play for the Steelers, and just did kind of a lot of dipped and dabbed in entrepreneurship, and now, you know, trying to get set on my career path. Currently, I wanted to talk about it because I brought it up last show. I'm currently abstinent.
Bitch.
Okay, guys.
Dog, abstinent is when you're like, okay. Okay, 24/7 knocks on your door today with his dick in his hand. You gonna fuck him? Don't even.
No, fuck 24/7 right now. Bitch, that's how I feel. Fuck 24/7.
That's the thing.
Now.
Abstinence is like, I'm right, not but, fucking but even if thing. I want to. And you just well, aren't no, fucking because no, you have no. someone.
Okay, I want to fuck. And so if 24/7, if 24/7 did hit my phone right now and be like, WYD, because that's how we know we about to get fucked. We going to fuck each other. Like, bitch, what you doing? Because whatever you're doing, you got to stop and you need to come suck this dick. That's all he has to text to me is WYD. It doesn't mean how was my day? What am I doing actually? It means, bitch, are you free to come sit on this dick? And honestly, if he were to hit me right now, where I'm at emotionally and mentally, I probably would not go. And it's because we've been fucking now for 3 years. I know what that relationship is. And right now I want to focus on finding someone who can stimulate more of my mind, conversation, and meet me on an intellectual level.
Right.
Other than the sexual level, because I told you, I just had too much mediocre dick to continue trying.
So, bitch, you're not abstinent. You just ain't fucking. You haven't fucked in a few weeks.
Because I genuinely want to find someone who I like. And that's becoming fucking hard as fuck.
I was on Bumble last night for shits and giggles.
Oh, please bring this up because I want to talk about how much we've talked about dating apps. I want to discuss the trashness it's brought to
like,
me lately.
I had a guy that I was like, oh my God, he's super cute and interesting. And just for the record, you know, Loverboy and I are dating and he would probably kill me knowing that I'm on Bumble, but you know, no titles yet. So I'm free to do what I want. So I'm talking to this dude, fine as shit, works for like Morgan Stanley, which is like down the street from me. And you know, as far as work goes. And I'm like, you know, we should meet for a drink after work sometime. And he's like, absolutely. He's like, I'm so intrigued by you. I said, really? What about me? And he goes, the black and Israeli part. That bothered me so much.
Why did that bother you?
Because my profile is detailed about a lot of things that I like and a lot of things I enjoy doing.
And that's what he picked up.
You had to just pick the nigga part. Huh? That's what it was? And it's just like, why? I don't know why it bothered me. Maybe y'all could tell me. Maybe I'm tripping, but I just always feel like sometimes like ethnicities are fetishized and it just drives me nuts.
Absolutely.
You couldn't have said anything else. I told 3 embarrassing truths about myself. One of them is that I'm a spelling bee champ. Okay. Do you think I fucking want to say that shit? No, but it's like a conversation starter.
Right.
You know what I mean? You could have pulled out Game of Thrones, bruh. You just like, yeah. Oh, I like you and your blackness.
Yeah,
it's
no.
Just weird.
And I just had actually kind of I wasn't as upset. I kind of was, actually. So I just recently matched with, he was 24, law. I know, kind of young, but still kind of close to my age.
I'm proud of you.
He's in law school at Columbia University. So I was like, oh, Columbia. Anytime I see Columbia, bitch, my pussy get wet. Like, I love to know that you're that smart to be accepted into Columbia. So he's very handsome looking, probably about 6'1", which is a little short for my liking, but I'm willing to settle at this point.
I'm proud of you,
yeah,
bro.
Six
as long as a 6, we're
just
okay.
Just really handsome. Bro, his first...
Wait, what color was he?
Brown.
Okay.
Black guy, clearly. Which, you know, also turned me on. His first his first message to me was, do you want to come over and smoke this bowl and watch Netflix?
What?
And I'm just like, you're at Columbia and that's your first? And so it's just like, I feel like dating apps right now are turning it to where it's actually taking away from the date. Like, my nigga, you don't know me and you're straight inviting me to your house to watch Netflix off of a dating app.
Bro,
where's
do y'all
the
not
date?
Know that bitches be robbing niggas, bro?
Bruh.
Me and my boy was just
know,
talking
bruh.
About
they
this.
They must not know.
Come on, like...
I mean, I know I just said I just explored Southeast Asia. So maybe you don't, maybe I need to put that I was in Africa or that I was in the Middle East because maybe it would scare people a little bit more. You know, Southeast Asia, I guess, sounds too innocent. They don't think I'm out there hustling for
Speaking
the
Speaking of Asia, I just really don't have another place to shout this out. But like, if any of you have been visiting Japan recently, Kyoto, Tokyo, I'm going for Halloween for a few weeks. And I just wanted you guys to send me some places you've been that were awesome. That's it. Anyway.
I guess
another thing about us, just really quick. So if you are a new listener, we have known each other since we were kids, teenagers.
14, 15.
That's a fucking kid to me.
Yeah. Sounds pretty adolescent.
Mandy will fuck him though. anyway, so we took a little break. I had a friendship hiatus and we reconnected back in New York. And the reason I came to Mandy about this podcast idea was because I felt like we kind of jumped right back into our friendship, just kind of like we're right where we left back. Off and right back into talking about dicks. But the amazing part is that we were just like all grown up. And I just really appreciated that most people I know have kind of evolved out of their hoe phase or or just like being free with talking about sex or not having any like, you know, inhibitions with, hey, I wanted to fuck this guy. I went to his house and I left and I'm in the cab and I still smell like dick and it's sexy. You know, people feel like they're too old for that. And, you know, I'm past that. No, you're not, bitch.
Nope. You're never too old.
Shit.
And I think the amazing part about this now is, and I don't know if you guys follow us on Instagram. If you don't, the Instagram is horrible_decisions. Make sure you follow us and DM us and, you know, engage with us. But I think the amazing part is right now that we were so close back then and we took a 5-year break. And right now we're literally getting to know each other all over again.
Yeah.
This is like,
it's like the same.
It's like the same person, but it's not. And so you're learning everything. Like 5 years, people grow. Mind you, we stopped being friends at 21. That's at like the bulk of your exploring, finding your whole ways. You're getting.
I mean, to be fair, our experiences with each other were from 15 to 21. So we knew each other for a long time before, you know, so the way that we talk to each other is different. The things that piss us off are different, you know, that get under our skin. And so it's all taking time.
Like, I guess I'll share this because
we fought last night. That's what she wants to say.
I wasn't going to tell her we fought last night.
I said, bitch, maybe we shouldn't do this no more.
I'm not going to lie. She was sitting here trying to get a guest on today because I know she ain't just want to talk to me. She sat here last night. She thought I ain't knew what she was doing, but I knew, bitch. She wanted a guest because she really ain't want to sit here and talk to me. She wanted to talk to somebody else. And then she was like, can you see if we can record on Friday? Because that was to give her 2 days
bitch,
to not see me.
See you.
I already knew it. I was like, no, bitch, tomorrow.
You know what?
Friday, I'm off. I ain't coming to Brooklyn on Friday.
You know what it is? I need a lot of space, which is, it's funny because you told me you gave me too much space in our friendship. Space to me is like the healer of everything.
And
like,
it's funny. So we've sat here and there's just so many things that we disagree with. So there's a topic that we're going to wait till I bring on some actual guests to, you know, talk about it with. But something that I found completely funny with us is we were sitting here discussing what's fun to us. And I think this is something that is interesting because during that 5-year span, we clearly surrounded ourselves with completely different types of people.
Yeah.
And people do shift you and change you and mold you. And so we were talking about going out and I straight told Weezy, I said, listen, I think our definitions of what is fun.
You've had fun with me when I've taken you bar hopping.
It was cool. But it's not, I go out because I ain't got shit else to do. But if I had a nigga in town who was like, I got a table here, come here, I'm feeding you here, I probably wouldn't have gone out, but I just wanted to get out the house.
Right.
So this is the difference. And I'll sit here and explain to me, like, so I'm friends with a lot of, I guess I would sit here and call them influential. Like I'm friends with celebrities, with athletes, rappers, models, socialites. I'm in that mix and in that crowd. And so I've grown accustomed to when I go out, bitch, I don't really pay for shit. I'm eating at the best restaurants in whatever city I'm in. I'm going to a club. And when my feet motherfucking hurt, I have a table to sit at.
So the reason this came up is because Mandy made a comment, something about like, we were talking about like a perfect birthday.
Oh, that is right. That is right. And I was like, bitch, they was at the club.
Yeah, she was like, I'm not just going to be like getting a massage and a pedicure on my birthday and chilling by the pool if I'm out of town. No, fuck that. I'm going to be doing this, that.
I would be turning up.
That's- but see, my dog, a blissful fucking birthday. I would love to get petty, manny, facial.
No, and
chill.
That's cool. But
my birthday.
I was also, it was mostly the nightlife too. And I was just like, bro, I understood why they also didn't want to just stand in line at a club. They didn't want to pay to get in somewhere to stand at a bar. And the one night they did that in Atlanta, it was like, bitch, the security kept moving them out of the way because, bitch, there ain't no standing room.
See, this is the thing. I think the reason I think I don't have these experiences when I'm going to the club, because I told Mandy, like, I don't like going to the club off of a dude's face. I don't. I don't like hanging around at a dude's table. I don't like having to stick with them. I don't like that shit. I'd rather know that I'm going to spend $100 on drinking by myself tonight than get that money for then keep that $100 but have to stick with somebody else.
But see, that's where you're wrong real quick. These guys I go out with, bitch, they my friend. And I'm with friends, they gotta,
yeah,
bitch,
like,
I can sit here hopping whoever table
I
want to.
I gotta be, I don't know, like,
I just like to know that I'm,
I like going to one of
like
those and then like I can chill by the bar with my girls. Within 20 minutes somebody's gonna come talk. And then if I really want to go to a dude's table, if I'm feeling him, I will. But I want to have my own, I don't know. And I'm gonna tell you what, that is the only, that is one thing that changed with me and you when we got older. Once I fucking made enough money that I knew I could do it. See, and that's the thing. See, I don't think it's a money thing for you at all.
But you have to realize,
you're like, I could have however much money I want. I still don't want to pay for shit.
No.
For me, I don't think I ever really enjoyed being with people in the club. I think I always wanted independence, but couldn't afford it. Now that I could buy whatever I want, I'm like, I don't
know. See, you have to realize, too, the difference, and something that I don't think people even know about me too, either. So while I was doing my blog, while I did everything entrepreneur, like, before I got into, I bartended for 7 years in nightclubs,
right,
in strip clubs, in event spaces. And so to where it was like, I'm in the club every week. Me going to the club was not fun.
Going to the club, don't get me wrong, I'm really not a clubby.
Yeah, but even the bar, like, hopping, bars. Bro, not only that, y'all have to realize, Weezy is probably ADD to the 1,000th power.
No.
So, mind you, know she's, why I do she's that? Not a drinker.
Go ahead, say what I do.
Bro, because you're not a drinker.
I drink.
So, bro, 2 drinks and you're, oh my God, I'm so drunk.
Okay, so right. I'm a fucking so lightweight. Why you gotta call me out?
My nigga, I'll be sitting here halfway down to my drink and she'll be like, okay, let me know when you're done with that. We're gonna go to the next spot. And
let me just tell you why I do that. Holy shit. This is the truth. This is the absolute truth.
You ain't give me time.
Let me finish. Wait. I only wanna leave the fucking bar because there's nobody in there I would fuck.
But that's you, bro. You ain't give me time enough to I fuck nobody.
Bitch, there are no niggas in there, so we out.
Oh my, see, and that's the other thing. She takes me to these spots where I have all of 2 bits of sprinkles to choose from.
First of all, Mandy, when we went to Mr. Purple, you fucking cunt, did I not let... We stayed an hour after to talk to the 2 black dudes that was lawyers in there.
No, there was like, bitch, 4. They were lawyers from D.C.
Okay, and I didn't want to fuck one of them niggas.
You ain't want to fuck them, but it was
but
cool.
But didn't I stay?
You did stay. But that was good also a cool, that was also a cool night. They wasn't bad people.
Okay, so I still couldn't fuck any of them because they wasn't cute enough. Thank you.
Well... We just have different...
By the way, I just want to say that it wasn't because they were black. It was just because they weren't cute.
Bitch, there was one that we both thought was fine as hell.
Bitch, the one that came at the end. He told us.
He did like white girls.
Let me tell you, that shit is such like a turn off to me. When dudes are excited to tell you, when black men that are especially...
Are excited to tell you.
I hate to say especially successful black men, but I'm just going to admit...
I like white women, and he did say that.
Just the truth.
And I think, wait, shortly it, after it he said that is when we got deep up.
When yeah. that shit happens.
Yeah.
Because it's not that I don't want to date black men. It's just like... I just honestly haven't ran into them in my circles, right? Whether it's after work or where I'm
which
living.
Which is why I don't want to be with Weezy in her circles. Because, yeah, bitch, I like successful black men.
Dude, love.
I love them.
But when I meet them, right?
Oh, yeah, like a lot after, of them do
so
like
I work
white women.
Midtown, right? Like by the Empire State Building. And so, of course, there's going to be 1 or 2 niggas in the office that go out to the happy hours. And I be eye fucking. And the first thing, like, I already know they're not fucking with me.
Yeah, I know.
You know? And then I'll even make comments like, you fuck white girls, huh?
Well, bitch, I be feeling good because I got the good hair, but then it's like, bitch, you look down past my neck. Oh, it's all black from the neck down. Like, I'm very thick and voluptuous. So there's no, like, and that's the thing, too. Like,
certain black men, I think, feel like what happens is, like, once they hit this peak of success, it's like the fucking prize. Like,
yeah.
I even love to click on, like, Baller Alert when they post,
they
like, a wedding.
So
oh, they know exactly
so
what they're doing. They post, like, a black dude with his white wife.
With the blonde hair, yeah.
I can't say, and it's funny because I'm a product of a mixed couple, you know? My mom is black, my dad is white, but it fucks me up how I really do get angry.
I don't know what it is.
Which
kills me because
I feel like they just don't want black women. I feel like they don't want to. And then they'll make a lot of comments like, oh, you know, because, you know, you get mad hype when something happens.
Yeah,
you
black women act a certain way. But see, like, it's so weird. It's so weird. I don't take it that way. And that's because I'm on the opposite end. Like, I come from a white mom and black dad. And so to me, like, I hate the disgust in the comments that I read about interracial dating. And it's mostly from black women. And I have a problem with that because we're sitting here wanting to blend. We're wanting to be one. And,
don't get me wrong. I don't think black men are a sellout. Like, I've had a few girlfriends be like, nah, like, you ain't a real nigga if you... Or you can't really ride for black women or black people if you start dating white women.
And I think that's bullshit.
I think that part is bullshit. Hate because it. I'm going to be real. I date white boys and they get all my lectures. I'd be like, we going to watch Shaka Zulu. And you're going to have to learn. I'd be sending links like, do you know who Eric Garner? Oh, okay. I'm just making sure. Yeah. We rally up. Rally up, bro.
I'm done. Yeah.
I'm telling you. Like, you have to. I don't believe that black men don't do this to their white girlfriends, but I do think there is a thing about, I make money now, I'm going to fuck these white hoes. Like, I really believe it. And
well,
they
shit,
love-
you done got money now. You fucking white boys. I think that's about the same goddamn thing. Because if we go back to 5 years ago, it was drug dealers and, dope boys.
Bitch, don't get me wrong. if Harlem wasn't that far, well, I'd be seeing them niggas on the train.
Bitch, Brooklyn, two stops matter away.
Fact, when I was hanging in Orlando, you know, I see some of my old drug deals, and I was like, nah, I can't get it.
I ain't gonna lie, I go back to the South, and I be missing.
Oh,
it.
My club story is about a drug dealer. I
be missing it. Oh God. Well, before we get into our club story and our horrible decision,
kink of the week.
How about we talk about the kink of the week?
Did you look it up?
No, bitch,
you're
I didn't.
To fucking so, throw up.
And
bro.
I know it's disgusting. It better not be that shit that you showed me with.
Okay, we might have to bleep his name. I'm gonna ask him if he wants something. The bitch is nasty.
This is real nasty. And so, I'm so mad because when she sent this to me, I didn't know this word was that. Hold on, go ahead and tell
me. My boy comes over and he's like, bitch. Oh,
God.
You can't judge me. I said, I know it's gonna be bad because we talk about some nasty shit. And he's holding his finger up like, I want you to Google something.
Wait, the fact that I think this is nasty, guys, just brace yourself.
No, this is too far for me. But I try to internalize every fetish and I try to figure out what it is that people like about it. And I think I'm gonna explain to you what it is.
Mm-hmm.
The word is blumpkin.
Blumpkin. Spell that for the listeners.
B-L-U-M-P-K-I-N. It is the delicately balanced art of getting your cock sucked while taking a shit.
You've heard of that before?
Really?
That guy has heard of it. I've never heard of it.
Now, let me just say.
Oh, I'm disgusted because
the first thing out of my mouth was, nigga, I know you wasn't the one doing it, was you? Like, you wasn't on your knees. He was like, hell no, bitch. Let me tell you what I think it is. Certain people love to be so submissive that they try to think of anything, like most demeaning thing.
The demeaning thing, absolutely.
So I'm thinking the dick sucking is like pleasuring someone while they're doing something that's just totally fucked up. I don't get it.
Wait, can I ask I have to ask the sound guy real quick. I know you told us you don't like being involved.
Oh my God.
Wait. I have to ask him a question. Can your dick be hard while you take a shit as a man?
For me, I can't.
Like, so was he sucking a soft dick or was
no,
the dick
hard?
No, he
said he was hard.
Oh, he was hard.
He told me he was hard. He said he was able to do it. Oh my God. Look at this.
Okay.
If you both come and shit at the same time, then yes, you die. If you don't believe me, try it and find someone who has. By Blumpkin Master. I love Urban Dictionary. This is the best.
What?
Dude.
So let me ask you, is that something that you would do? You're into being submissive. You take the collar around your neck. You like to be slapped
and
choked.
I'm almost about to walk out.
Why? Bro, you
think I'm gonna suck somebody's dick while they're taking a shit, bro?
Maybe as long as it ain't runny. Like if it's like maybe some solid dick.
You are fucking wildin', bro. You think I'm about to get? First of all, what toilet? Let's start with the toilet factor because niggas' toilets be dirty. They be air around it and shit. What, a public toilet? Like, what are we gonna be in a hotel? Like,
right,
even if
you deal with some pretty clean men, their toilets are not
it
dirty.
It doesn't matter.
Bro.
I don't care who's been cleaning that house. You think I'm about to get on my knees?
What if it's like the little tiny turd? Like, what if...
Bro, I'm not... I won't even... I've never... I don't even suck dick on a toilet with the seat bowl closed. I have a thing about being on my knees in the bathroom. I'm freaking out.
Oh, well, I totally did.
I know.
Yeah, recently.
We got the footage.
I had a great time.
Hell no, I wouldn't. I have a... Okay. I think shit is too far. It's not a thing for me, not at all. The only reason I said this show has made me consider urine is because I've tried to gain more of an open mind about like golden showers. Like when you had told your story, I thought it was gross. But then I was like, well,
it's not that
it's
gross.
Just a little bit
my story sounded great.
But I just feel like I will never say it's just a little bit of shit. I just feel
no,
like
I that's one thing I would never do. And it's so crazy because I've been to Dubai 3 times. And of course, there's this whole stigma of women going to Dubai
to get shit on.
And apparently that's what they say is that these sheikhs and the Arabs like to shit on their women, apparently. And it's just like, that is one thing.
I'm even trying to think, wait, how much money before
I was about
show?
To ask you. How
okay,
much
but this
money,
is what you got. You got to think, what's the lowest you would take?
What is
straight
the
up?
Lowest you would take? No, I wanted to ask. Okay, so I'll tell you.
All right, I'm going to start really high and then I'm going
to bring. No, you don't start high. If you're sitting here right now, real quick.
Cash
right
on
now.
The table.
Cash on the table.
See, this is going to be hard because I'm trying to buy my parents' apartment right
okay,
now.
Okay, I know.
So I would do a lot of things for nothing.
So how much money would it take for you to get shitted on? Just once.
I'm so scared
and
to
we're
say
not gonna
the number
here
because
talk
I feel
about
like the number is really low.
I mean, mine is kind of low too, so I just want to... That's yeah.
Well, guess what the number is.
Can you guess what the number would be? How much money it would take for us to get shitted on? Yeah, one time. And we're not going to talk about diarrhea. It's going to be a solid bloop.
Until he finishes, or it's just one turn.
Because niggas do me shit for a long time. My ex used to call me super shit.
Not a coffee this shit. Quick. Not a I just had soul food shit. Just a regular shit. Like a morning shit.
Okay.
Wait, there's different amounts here?
I didn't know.
Okay, just say the amount.
Oh, way wow. lower than that.
How nasty. This nigga just said $500,000.
Hold on. Way lower than that. I'm gonna grab a calculator. And bro, you hold yours up at the same time. Because I'm embarrassed. I feel like people go really fucked
up. Don't judge me. So the lowest.
How did we get here? How did we get here?
Wait. So the lowest. Wait, hold on.
Wow, that's it.
I don't even want to share mine, dude.
Bitch. I'm ready.
Hold on. Let me
if it's if it's tax free.
It's 1,000 more.
What was it?
So the answers were 50,000 and 20,000. Honestly, I think I had to add another 5,000 to mine. Because...
Okay, I'm gonna just say,
bro,
why?
You could just wash it right after.
To me, like.
Some of my shit
I ain't gonna
don't
lie
smell.
Though, man. There's a lot of things that I need in my life right
there's
now.
There's a ton of things I need
right
now.
$50,000 could change my life.
I was about to say, do you know my credit card debt right now? Like,
if I had it, I'd let you shit on me for 15.
You could shit on me for 10. Bitch, fuck you. Okay.
You know what? It sounds low, but let me just say. That to me, that's someone saying, do you want to double your savings account? And all you gotta do is get shit on. It's gonna take five minutes, take a shower. Like, dude, fucking talk it. Fear factor, nigga.
Fear factor, bitch. Yeah.
Fear factor. They don't even know if they're getting a prize at the end.
Listen, I used to think licking ass was like fear factor.
I'm gonna tell
you
what I couldn't do for money. This is the truth. I couldn't eat shit, though.
Oh, hell no. Oh, for no money.
If you really, $1 million, I don't think I could put it in my mouth.
No, me neither. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
Nah.
No.
But like, it.
Why am I really thinking about this?
Me too. I was thinking too. I'm like, well, I can't be bought. Hold on. What kind is it? A human or a dog shit? Because dog shits are intense. You know what? I feel like a few people have stopped listening, and I think we should just get it.
Okay, so this week, guys, for our horrible decision, again, if you're a new listener, what we like to do is talk about some embarrassing things, things maybe we shouldn't have done, things that we did and we probably should have done, but we liked. Anyways, all of that good stuff. This is our horrible decision. And so this week, drum roll, please.
Love in the club.
Say it again. I want to make love in this club. I think it made sense to do Usher. I think it made sense to do Usher, right?
Oh, gosh.
So this week, the topic is love in the club, or not love, sex in the club.
The reason we started talking about this is because Mandy and I were talking about like the whole club scene and blah, blah, blah. And then we started talking about club sex. And
yeah, we both actually have a story to share with you guys.
Mine, I feel like, is going to be worse than yours.
Oh, yeah. Mine is definitely not bad. So I'll go ahead and share mine very briefly because I'm hoping it happens again very soon. It was pretty whorish of me, but I actually had a great time. So this is also another reason why I had to move up out Miami, because it was one of those Miami nights. I moved to New York from Miami, for those that don't know, and I had a friend in town, and my homegirls were with him. So they hit me and was like, yo, such and such, we at Tootsie's right now. Tootsie's is lit. Tootsie's is the strip club in Miami that you can literally go in and spend your whole day, whole work shift in, and not even fucking whole work shift, bitch.
I've really good food.
I've been
too.
In there about 6 hours before, like, bitch, to where I've ordered food twice. Like, a bitch has been there long. So I get in there. It's late night. It's probably 1 a.m. at this time. I'm actually coming from the office, which is right next door. So I had already been drinking with another nigga. Just left him. Came and chilled with them. And so right now it's me, him, and four of my other homegirls. So we all vibing. He's like, fuck that, I'm about to get a room. So we lit because we got the strippers. So we go to the private room. Get to the private room, and I don't know what happened when we got in that private room. I guess we just felt like it was ready. Who
was the dude?
My friend, ball player, used to play for the Nets.
Okay.
And so we're in this room, and all I know is he starts fucking the stripper.
Oh.
And then.
Did he have a condom?
Yes. Yes, he did.
That's
That was really awesome. He did have a condom. And then so my homegirl that
in
I had
in the boom boom room type thing.
This is a boom boom room.
Is this
room
the like curtain that
no, this is actually a full room. There was a door and there was actually a private stage already. So the girl had her own pole to dance on. There was a mini bar, everything already in there. So
that is high class. That's how you know you're a little ball player, bitch, because I have just had a curtain sheet.
No, bitch, it was a whole room. So there was like this little cubby area, and me and my homegirl had already fucked. So I guess I was horny, so I started playing with her pussy on her dress, laid her on the floor at Tootsie's, and started eating her pussy out.
You are disgusting.
I did. So I was eating her pussy
out. Let me hold my comments for you hear my shit.
I am, because you probably filthy as fuck. So I started eating her pussy out, and then this is where it got.
On a strip club floor?
On a strip club floor. But it got better. This is how it got better. So the other girl who we had been friends on Instagram.
Well, he was fucking the stripper.
He was fucking the stripper.
That's hot.
I was eating my homegirl out. But the best part is when I got done with that, her homegirl that she was with, who we knew each other from Instagram, but this was our first time meeting, she bragged about how good my mouth was and was like, girl, you gotta try it. So then I laid her on the floor, started eating her pussy out. So I ate pretty much both their pussies out on the floor in Tootsie's. And then that night when we got back to the house, I ended up eating her pussy out on the dock. We skinny dipped. We were like together all night. Like I was in love with the friend now. And she's still the girl that I deal with to this day.
How many pussies did you eat?
Two in one night, which wasn't that bad. And I got my pussy ate. The second girl ate my pussy out. We had a great time. We were like together all night. Like I was in love. And I fell in love with her.
Is this the girl that came to New York and like you? Yeah, I remember.
Yes, the only girl that whose pussy I still eat every time I see her.
Okay, thank you for letting us know about your meal.
Oh yeah, no. And I
is
yeah.
it a what Cuban flavor?
Well,
is
and
it,
it's pierced.
Is it Jamaican
it's
food?
Pierced. It's
pussy
actually
that you
what
eat?
Is what is she Moroccan? I don't know what she is, but she exotic and yeah, she hello. Thick, so I love it. And so yeah, that's my story about sex in the club. I mean, it was oral sex in the club, but like I tell you guys all the time, oral sex equals sex.
Yeah, it is, according
so,
to Dr. Kim.
According to Dr. Kim. So
hold on,
share the story of you in the club.
Remind me to give the bodies equation when we're done with this. I want to tell you about how me and shout out to Agard from No Chaser Podcast. Anyway,
cool.
So, yeah, I went to live with one of my drug dealer boyfriends.
Oh, God. You see, wait, real quick. This is, again, a Miami story. Miami
oh.
has some fucked up.
Me
no,
and
you just
Loverboy
do shit
were,
in Miami. Jesus Christ.
So I gamble a lot, and I get a lot of free cruises. So me and Loverboy were going to go on one at the end of September. And I was like, bruh. We gonna fuck somebody else. Like, I don't even know if we need to get, like, nah. Because you already know.
It's Miami.
A tall nigga? Like, it's a wrap. So,
okay,
me and my
so
drug dealer boyfriend went to live. And it's actually funny because, of course, we were just saying when you dating and you do like this and fucking with niggas like this, you go to live because it's popping and it was Sunday. And if you guys remember, live on Sunday.
King of Diamonds Monday. And now I think it's G5.
Now, I, at the time, was maybe 22. My experiences with girls were only in threesomes, and I really, really liked women. And I kind of, I don't remember, I don't know if I've ever fingered a girl like this, like just knowing what, I don't know, but I was on a drug called Molly, which I don't.
I like her.
I don't,
well, we used to be friends.
No, bro. Like, I wouldn't touch that shit today. Not the way it's fucked up. Like, no. Anyway, I am a good person with a nice job, and I don't do those things. But I have had experiences in my life, and so I was a Molly freak. I used to love to rave and do a bunch of crazy shit. So, of course, the drug dealer brought Molly. And we are in the club, and all I want to do is touch. And I gave some of the girls some Molly, too, and she was like, oh, my God, I want you so bad, blah, blah, blah. And she's beautiful, and I just started feeling like the aggressor. I don't know if it's because he was turned on and watching me and I liked it. So I told her to take her panties off and hand them to me. So she did it and it was super sexy. And I told her to sit down and I started fingering her while I was standing up, like kind of hiding her and finger fucking her. My hands were like soaking wet. She was super wet. She was super like so into it. And it was making me go deeper. Like I was fucking loving it. It was like, oh, it was the shit. Now, it was Labor Day weekend, so I believe it was an all-white party. And I only know this because of what's going to come next.
Oh, God.
Because I don't really wear white. So whoever she was stopped all of a sudden. I remember she grabbed my wrist and was like, I'll be right back. And I was like, oh, my God, maybe, like, I got her too excited, whatever. So I sat back down. My hand was so wet, so I wiped my jeans. And I started drinking again. And that motherfucker looked at me and said, bitch, you on your period? I said,
Oh no,
you were fucking with me in a car. What you talking about? He's like, what the fuck is that? Is that your lipstick? And I look down and there is fucking period blood all over, smeared on my jeans like
that,
a handprint.
That is disgusting.
Welp, I threw up in a cup. Not a full throw, but it was either the Molly or her.
I was about to say, was this from drinking Molly or just the disgust?
I started to, I don't even know if I could smell it. But just the, it just like literally just real quick.
Because you know it was somebody else's blood.
Hid the fucking cup of throw up under the damn the table with the bottles on it. I was freaking the fuck out. I left, went to our room, and that was my club story. So
damn, I want to say this real quick though. I don't consider finger fucking in the, like,
it's second base.
Is fingering second base?
Bitch, it's my love in the club story. I'm sorry. Damn. I didn't eat pussy on the floor of Tootsie's, ho. Huh?
Oh,
dog, I was telling a friend this on the phone and he said, how do bitches not know? Now I'm gonna tell you one thing. Maybe I'd be bullshitting about like when a dude's like, oh, like you and your period, I'd be like, it's coming off when I want some dick. But like, I'm not about to let you just finger me.
Well, it's so crazy because there was this bitch's pussy I was eating. And it, like, we had fucked the night.
Mandy, please. I have a really weak stomach today.
It's not that nasty. To me, it wasn't. I didn't care.
Tampon.
But, well, no, we had fucked the night before.
Remember that girl I asked?
Wait, real quick. No. So we fucked the night before. So I was like, okay, cool. We woke up. Actually, so we had a threesome the night before in real life. The nigga left, so it was just me and her in the morning, and I really just wanted to fuck her from the beginning
anyway.
This
is a disgusting episode.
So it was just me and her in the bed, and bitch rolled over and gave her, I guess, you know, gave her some head in the morning, but I was fingering her.
Ah!
And so I wasn't, like, when I was eating her, it was morning, so I was just, you know, on the clit fingering, and, you know, because I'm trying to make a bitch squirt. That's really my goal. I'm focused on making it happen. So...
them nails you got, I don't know.
Well, no, my nails wasn't this long. Clearly, I ain't been eating pussy with these nails looking like this. They're too long right now to be eating pussy. But yeah, so when we got done, she went to the bathroom. I went to the bathroom. And when she came out the bathroom, I noticed she put a tampon in. So I was like, what the fuck? Like, I didn't smell nothing. There was nothing. I was like, so I go to, like, clean up and everything because she had to give me clothes because I was staying at her house.
And was it under your fingernail?
It was under my fucking fingernail. And I was like, oh, shit. Her period just started. But it was, like, just started because it wasn't flowing. Like, it wasn't a lot. It was clearly, like, just, you know, when you first start, it's like.
I know.
Yeah. And it was under my fingernail. So
yeah,
like,
I had a bitch trick me.
I was
remember
like, damn.
The girl that.
Damn,
know.
We telling y'all a lot of stories this episode.
Let me shut the fuck up. Oh, let me give y'all the equation. I fucking really fuck with this shit. So I was sitting at work today. I fucking love this. Let me see if I can pull it up because I need to remember the equation. I have a list of men that I've slept with. And I'm talking with Agard and he was telling me that he was playing. We talked about living in your truth and how nobody can hold it against you. And he's like, I really fuck with bitches that live in their truth.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about a story how he played drunk Jenga with this girl and they pulled out a Jenga piece that says truth or dare. And the truth was, what's your body count? And she goes, not sharing that. So I'm going to do the dare. And he said, I fuck with her for that. And I said, yeah, I mean, how shameful.
But that wasn't her keeping it real. Her keeping it real was, I don't know the number. Or giving a number.
Well,
like, I'm not going to share that is not keeping it real.
I said to him, I'm like, what is a shameful body count? Like, I'm really curious, right?
Oh,
so
God.
He was like, think about
I
it.
Wish
I
we
mean,
had
if
a nigga
you,
on the show
if
for
you
topic.
Started fucking at 16 and you're now 28 and you fuck 20 or 30 niggas, like, that's like 3 niggas a year. So this is how you give your body count. Hold on.
He has a calculation of how
I did the calculation. Okay. You take your current age. Let's do yours.
Okay. Let's. Bitch, this is gonna be a lie.
Get the calculator,
okay.
Bitch.
Okay, we gonna calculate the body
okay.
count.
Current
so,
age,
wait,
26.
Listeners, if you're currently listening, pull out your calculator.
Put
on
us
your,
on speaker. On, oh wait, I guess you don't
no,
have to.
No, but
so
keep your headphones in because y'all need to be listening to us with headphones on.
NSFW.
And pull out the calculator on your mobile device.
Okay, here we go.
Uh huh.
Take your current age.
Uh huh.
Minus.
Uh huh.
The age that you started fucking.
Okay.
What do you have left?
10.
Okay. Damn, bitch, really? You lost your virginity at 16?
At 16, and bitch got
like
pregnant the same year. It was awful. You remember?
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Oh, divide that.
Hold on. Divide that.
By how many niggas you fucked. So 10 divided by 100.
Wait, but I don't know the number.
Okay, so let's take a guess. Let's just say you fucked 40 niggas. 10 divided by 40. You fucked 2.5 niggas a year.
And that's definitely wrong. Bitch, that's like at one time. Like, bitch, the fuck you? one day.
I got the same kind of. Anyway, so let's talk about our.
So guys, there's your body count calculation.
Wasn't that great? Because yeah, it's like yeah, okay, it sounds like 40, but you've only really fucked two or so many a year. And you haven't really ever been in a relationship. So,
bro, that's why there's no way that calculation works.
Bitch, because you ain't at 40. That's why the calculation don't work for you.
Bitch, I'm damn sure not.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, yeah. If some girl at 27 told a dude, I fucked 40 dudes. They like, damn, that's a lot. But hold on.
That's 2.5 a year. And that's only if I've been single.
So I fuck dudes every, you know, when the season changes. You know what? Fall through winter, I was with Dave. Spring and summer, I had Carl, and I feel like it's not that much. I have my list, bro. Let me just read some dudes off my list.
Oh, God.
God, I hope Loverboy doesn't hear this episode. Jesus Christ.
Oh, he's going to hear it.
Hold on, wait. This shit is so funny. I have to type in one of my ex's names, and I'll find it. Okay. I'm just going to read you a few of these. Nick NYC, Nick Orlando, Nick Miami.
The fact that you
Superman
have-
costume. Italian guy, Miami.
Wait, you don't know their names? Oh, this is the
baseball player guy. Wait. Miami one night. That's when you told me about that dude. I forgot about that nigga. Dreadhead from Ocala. But you know what? This year I only have one new name.
You only have one new name?
Loverboy was my only new nigga. I fucked the dude with my ex, her. You remember?
I don't feel like everyone else came from last year.
Yeah, it was just dudes I had already slept with. So Loverboy is the only new person I fucked. I am very proud of my pussy. I just want to say, or neither that or my swiping skills wasn't that good.
And you know what's crazy? I'm the advocate of sticking to
old.
What is it? Sticking to the lakes and what's that TLC? Sticking to the waterfalls that you used to don't go chasing waterfalls. Okay. Why do I not know?
How many new dudes have you fucked this year?
The reason why I'm currently abstinent is because I tried the new dick route and it really stressed me out. I was not pleased.
Oh my God, bitch, this is bad. Hold on.
What?
Carl, United Kingdom or Ireland? ?
I'm gonna need the fact that you started a list, there's no way that I could go back to the age of 16, bro. There's no way I could go back to that.
I did. I was able to do it. I actually named one dude by the airline he worked for, Aeroflot. I'm telling you, I know their names. It's just I didn't feel like doing it at the time, I think.
Yeah, there's no
Hold on, wait. I was talking to my homegirl, right? My first threesome I ever had. It's my bitch. I don't want to say her name because they might get married, but I'm telling her about this list that I made, right? And I start reading off names so she could laugh at me. And she was like, bitch, you know you fucked.
Oh, the same way I do. If I
said, no, I didn't. She goes, bitch, you fucked him with me. I said, really?
I said, well,
let me pull up the notes.
I'm done.
If I lose my phone, not only is my pussy in
here. Well, they don't know what that list is. Unless, did you title it?
Girl,
guys, I fucked.
Who don't know what that list is?
Well, I am not interested in making a list. But
maybe because you can't.
And that's fine. That's fine.
I have memory loss. Okay, go ahead.
But I guess we can get into vanilla shit, which we haven't been able to touch on in weeks. But
we've been talking about shit and periods.
Clearly, Jesus Christ. So this part of the show, what we like to actually no, fuck vanilla shit. We have fucking home mail. What am I doing? That's why we haven't gotten to list fucking vanilla shit, because we now currently get home mail. So what I wanted to do is read one.
I don't even know if they ready for this shit.
I mean, this is kind of a little much.
Let's go ham.
It's not too much.
You see how dirty we get when we're together?
I know. Do
we hold this shit back?
This is fucking filth. Pure fucking filth.
Blumpkin. So, Jesus Christ.
This is the letter that I'm going to read. And so before I start, if you guys want to send us a letter, tell us a story, a horrible decision you made, or want some advice from us hoes, you can go ahead and email us at horribledecisions@gmail.com. Or you can go ahead and slide in our DMs on Instagram at the Horrible Decisions page, horrible_decisions. So this one comes from a male listener, and I was really excited to get this because I love when guys really, truly want to experiment and find themselves.
That has nothing to do with your masculinity.
It has nothing to do with your masculinity. So this letter says, so I've been listening to all of your podcasts, and well, it got me thinking and wanting to try things. So I found a lady friend who I was comfortable with and told her about some things I've been curious with. Long story short, I asked her if she would be okay with prostate play. Let's just say that was a great decision. Shit feels amazing. But now I want to basically try everything. Like, I want her to fuck me with a strap on. So how should I go about convincing her or finding a female? Well, sorry. Oh, Jesus. Who is comfortable doing it? Also, I kind of want to try having sex with a guy, but in a threesome setting, because I want to do everything. And I mean everything. If the female friend is not about that, how should I go about making this happen? Thanks for your time, EW.
I was thinking about it on the train on the way here, and I think I have the same answer for a lot of these things, but I like to introduce porn and see someone's reaction.
Absolutely.
When they see
absolutely.
It. Absolutely. Actually, I had a guy I was dating, and I didn't think about it until now, and he was like, what do you think of this? And it was a girl jerking a dude off with her feet. And I was like, God, no, right? my reaction was just super judgy.
You have the feet. You're not into
and
feet.
And he was like, oh, yeah, it's crazy. And then... years later, Instagram comes, and I've posted certain pictures, and they will write me and be like, yo, toes look nice as fuck.
He has a foot fetish,
but,
clearly.
I think another really good way, I think, to do it with women is, did he say that she's, like, fingered him in the ass and stuff?
Well, so, prostate play, so yes, definitely
so,
fingered,
so I
but
think
it's a friend.
Okay.
So it's not his girlfriend. He said it's a friend that he's comfortable with.
I would. The only way that I think women are turned on by strap-ons that aren't disgusting like us are women that like to be dominant. And I don't really meet a lot of women. It seems like women just are okay with being submissive and they enjoy it. It's kind of like a normalcy thing. But if you find a woman that's into being dominant, that will eventually happen. Yeah. She won't start getting these, you know, images of like, I mean, because people are really close-minded. Oh my God, he's gay and blah, 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 blah. No, I think if you find someone that enjoys that, they will do anything to be dominant towards you.
No, absolutely. Which is me. And I agree with the advice of bringing up the porn. But I also think this is something, and clearly because I like to turn niggas out, this is how I approach the situation. And for the guys that I can tell tiptoe into the situation, whether it's on the phone or whether it's via text message, maybe play like the 21 questions game. And
would you ever kind of
either like kind of would you ever and kind of just see how far their mind goes.
Before I forget this, I took it as how do I find a girl like this? Like you right. want to be with someone, but if you just want to get fucked, make a Tinder profile. But take your face out of it. I see them all the time.
It's so crazy. Yeah, they make those, how successful they are, I don't know.
They're successful, bro.
But I guess we could like we could also relay even the advice that
and women
Candy
like
gave.
It.
I mean, if this is something that you truly want to try and you're nervous about what someone may think of you or you're scared of it getting out, you're more than welcome to purchase somebody to do this for you.
That's true.
So there's a ton of you know, fetish websites and eros and a
to
ton
be
of,
fair, a
you
professional
know,
that does this like
will make you enjoy it, I think. Well,
and
maybe.
Will know how to go slow, I think. Yeah. Like, I think the only reason that anal went good for me with Loverboy opposed to anyone else is because he wasn't pressed to fuck my ass.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
He knew what he was doing, obviously had done it a few times. And when someone knows, because most people are like, yeah, like they just really don't know.
Absolutely.
That helped. Because people that can't understand how your ass works or can't understand how to read your body,
right.
It could be too much. Like, you need a professional, probably.
And
if you just want the feeling.
And then as far as the bringing in a guy for a threesome, something that I would suggest, which I'll be going to soon and I'm excited to share with you guys, is going to a sex party.
When are you going?
I'm literally waiting for the email to let me know.
With who?
The fuck it is.
I thought you cut off Lawyer Bay.
Lawyer Bay is back in the picture.
Bitch, you a hoe.
Lawyer Bay is back in the picture.
I'm not gonna shade.
So, and that's what we're gonna do together. So I'm excited about that. But if you're interested in possibly, yeah.
Because the real thing about it, right, is like you're asking this question because you don't want to come off looking crazy. So
and
if
it's
you
not
can
crazy.
Do it,
it's the mentality that people are gonna look at him.
Yeah,
right?
That's
maybe
what I mean. I don't think it's crazy. I'm just saying
it's wrong, but he's scared of what other people are gonna
right.
essentially think.
I think you should, if you really are worried about that, right? Someone you know or someone judging you that you've got somewhat of a relationship with. Do it with someone that doesn't give a shit about you and you don't give a shit about. And to be very honest, if you're considering men, Grindr, G-R-I-N-D-R, no E. Grindr, my friends, close
they
friends,
all love download
have,
guys.
Have matched with men yeah. that have no face. They have no problem with that. There's a lot of privacy in it. A lot of clean men. It's not like these are all just like tricks and like, I mean,
yeah.
Doctors, lawyers, I know a lot of businessmen. I know a cop is on Grindr.
If that's something, yeah, that you're interested
like,
in.
This is not just fucking trash. And I think a lot of people think that with that site because it's so skanky and it's all about forced sex. But you could have someone come over, drop the dick off and leave. Be very honest and say, I just want to try it as a first time. Vinny, who we had on the show, has had a lot of experiences like mm-hmm. that. He, honestly, Vinny is just so, I don't know if he's old enough or been gay long enough, but he don't really like fucking dudes that are virgins in the ass, I think, because it's painful
it's
for
tight,
them
man.
Too. But I'm sure someone would like to explore it. Try a bunch of different avenues. I hope that advice helped.
I hope that advice helped. To
also,
that
fuck
listener.
Your own ass to see if you could take it. Fuck your own ass before someone else does.
At least put a finger in there. I'll be putting my finger in my ass.
No, go buy a fucking or Amazon if you don't want to do it in person. Yeah. I bought a dilator because I wanted to like before I went to Italy to get my ass fucked. Cause I don't know if you remember how that went. Like, bitch, you coming out here and I'm spending all this money.
I'm getting in that booty hole.
So I bought dilators. I bought skinny ones. And I learned something about my ass. Last night we were like FaceTiming and fucking on FaceTime. I don't know what I wanted to say. But anyway, I could take depth, not girth. I fit my whole skinny dildo in my ass. But the second I took a fat little plug, couldn't do it.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, you're stretching it. Your anus is long. Like, bitch, it's your rectum. But stretching it is the painful part
so
about
if you're
it.
So, Grindr has them send their dicks first. You find a skinny one, he's the winner.
Yeah, find a skinny, small dick, yeah. And then go up from there. And I guess, yeah, that's actually our time for this week, guys. I super hope you enjoy the filth that this shit brought you guys.
Please send us some feedback. I do want to read some reviews. We have, I think,
even though y'all tell me one more time I overtalk people, clearly that was resolved 2 weeks ago. so y'all must be listening to old shit. I take criticism well, and I'm working towards it. Again,
oh, we
this
have
is
a new
different.
Review today. Let's see
no,
if
bitch, you're not
out.
Gonna read the new review from today or yesterday.
No, this is a new review today.
Because the one yesterday, yes, bitch, I overtaught people. Fuck
I rock
you.
Switch y'all.
Oh,
thanks.
I'll take that. I'll take that one.
I love this pod. Oh, sorry, that was the one where she was shady.
Yeah, no shady, bitch.
This was from KR345. Can't read the rest. Absolutely fantastic. This podcast keeps me so entertained. Sometimes I worry my coworkers can hear me laughing. That being said, I wish I knew more about you two and the timeline of your friendship. Hopefully, you'll do some meets and greets in the future, and I think it'd be cool to hear the wild stories that listeners are sending you.
Yes, which we've done all of that, I think, with this episode.
We have has a lot of stories, and I just want to let you guys know, sometimes we don't write back, but it's because we plan on reading them.
Yeah.
I really want to find time to do that, but as you know, we pay for our own shit. And we don't want to pay for more than an hour until we start getting
until we
paid.
Start getting some motherfucking money.
Yeah, so once we do, we will definitely add that in your hoe stories.
Or $ full court pumps is my Square Cash app. If you go ahead and send and want to pay for some more shit, then we can go ahead and maybe start making this longer, get some ads, get some more listeners.
Oh my God, I love this review.
But here's another one.
Ho adjacent. Love, love, love these women and their guests. The title's backed up with their crazy stories. And anytime I listen, I tell people it's ho hour. Don't bother me.
I know that's right.
Bitch, okay. God bless the modern woman. I'm saying you could work and suck a dick.
Anyways, guys, if y'all want to keep in touch with us and communicate with us and follow us and see what we do during our week when we're not in the studio talking about period blood and shit. You can follow me on Instagram at Full Court Pumps, also on Twitter at Full Court Pumps, and be sure to follow our Horrible Decisions page at Horrible_Decisions. And real quick, I'm gonna spell it for you guys, although if you're listening to it, you know, but it is Horrible, IBLE.
By the way, if you guys are tired of listening to Dick and Pussy all week, I do have one of my Instagram friends. I really like her. I've never met her, but she's
so
hot.
Fine, y'all.
Her name
fine
is Suzie Black, SUZIEBLAQUE _. She has a podcast called Sitting with Suzie on SoundCloud. It's about going through different life experiences and trying to keep your head on straight. Her last one was about social media and comparing yourself to what you see on social media, which is ironic.
Because that's hopefully our next episode.
We're going to have some star tenders on. And so check out Sitting with Suzie on SoundCloud.
And you can follow her on Instagram and see how fine she is at Suzie.
That's really the main thing.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie to you. I listened to one episode, but
tell them the Instagram.
She fine. Suzie Black. SUZIEBLAQUE. I don't know. I follow her. Look it up.
Spell it.
No, we'll feature her on the page.
Okay. And where can they follow you guys?
WeezyWTF.
Boom. Thank you guys. This has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Bye.